Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, 7:21. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We want to welcome live in studio Jose Quinones, Linda Vista Real Estate.
Hello.
AskForJose.com.
What's going on? What's going on, familia?
A real estate broker. What's up, man? How you doing?
Phenomenal, man. As always, awesome. Phenomenal. You know, today I get another opportunity to get it right. You know, I was able to wake up. I'm here, challenged. I see opportunities everywhere, brother.
Yes. Well, again, AskForJose.com. If people go to the website, what can they find on there? Tell us all about your website.
They can search for homes. They can see what I'm doing out in the community. They can see my podcast.
Yes.
They can submit to have a meeting with me. All those things. Real estate related Ask for Jose stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Talk to us a little bit about, I said Linda Vista, but talk to us a little about your, kind of shift over.
And I tell you, it's appreciate it.
Yeah.
Linda Vista, but as I've always been, it's about growth, my personal mission statement is developing strategic alliances to strengthen communities. What does that mean? So over the past year, I formed an alliance with Northrop Realty where they are allowing me, I'm allowed with the partnership, I can expand, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm in Maryland, I can run faster, they do a lot of the back end for me, so that's allowing myself and my crew to go out there and continue to serve at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's it going in Maryland? Because I'm
fun, man.
Yeah, this is like
I was just in Sharptown, man, for a listing appointment. I'm having fun, man. And what I love, I was just telling you about Father's Day. I was down in Chincoteague. Yeah, what I love about the Eastern Shore is just, once again, I understand why we are in love or where we live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to end anywhere else than here, man.
Yeah.
Right? We still have, there are some communities that you drive down and it's old Americana, man. And I just love that. And then there's a lot of revitalization happening, right? Where instead of just building new, we are rehabbing the old.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
keeping that character and making them destinations. So when people come here, they're like, I understand why people in droves are moving down here.
Yeah.
Right? And especially the Eastern Shore of Maryland, it's a phenomenal. I feel like Christopher Columbus. Right? I feel like I'm discovering some stuff. But the natives, they've been there, you know?
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 2025, Jose toured the Eastern Shore.
Phil, you know, real talk, man. Like, I just love where I live. You know, Pittsville. You know, them back roads, you know. And before you know it, you know, I wind up in Bitchesville. And then before you know it, I'm in Selbyville.
Dropping Maryland locations.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Willards, you know.
Yeah. Just,
and because I've been out there showing houses, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm having a freaking blast. You know, you can go around a bend and before you come up on a body of water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're like, wait a minute. I know this was so beautiful and pristine. Yeah,
well, you know, what's crazy is that we just got back from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Our son played a baseball tournament down there and right by the Atlanta area.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's so much stuff around that area. It's the first time we were around Atlanta. We've been to Georgia before, but always just, you know, stopping in Savannah, driving down to Florida, you know, passing through. We've never really
done that. Yeah.
So it's always been basically the coast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we do. We like the coast.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So we ended up going to Atlanta. And, you know, everybody talks about the ATL, Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So we got to experience that. And you definitely appreciate where you live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
I mean, sir. There's so
yes,
much
sir.
To do there. And
yes,
there's
sir.
But there's also so much traffic.
Yes,
there's
sir.
So many people
yeah.
there, you know. And I was like, this is a great area, but where's the beach?
That's right.
You know, where's the water? Yeah. Where, like I'm dying. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I'll share with you. This morning, my wife and I, you know, we're doing our thing, and we look out the window. We see our neighbor. He's sitting on his porch early morning, man, sunrise, with a cup of coffee in his hand, just staring out, right?
Yeah.
So he became part of our meditation because we are saying we are so blessed and lucky to live where we live because, look, I know that no matter what's happening in his life, it's starting off right.
Yeah.
You know, where you can just walk out your back door. Birds, sun, neighbor, quiet.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat that. Now, there might be other people who say, yep, in my area, I got it too. But here in 2 hours, I can be anywhere. I can go catch like a major league baseball game if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Football if I want to. Like, what? And then within an hour, I can be in the back rows of Buck Tussle.
Down in
does
the
that
sticks.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So now, and what happens is as we get older, we're like, okay, where we would like to build a house or move to, it's hard to pick.
Yesterday,
last night, it was 9:30. I'm at the Del Mar Starbucks meeting with a family, right? We went to see some houses and wanted to submit an offer in Maryland. And then we just, you know, I love, you know, look at that. I remember the times where there were no Starbucks around.
Yeah, you're right. Now they're everywhere.
Now, I say, I got an office everywhere.
Yes.
You know, especially like the one in Del Mar, that thing is hip. I don't know if you guys have been in there, man. Like, you know, you grab it. And then, you know, we are back to, which is great, past pandemic, where you can ask for coffee and they'll give you an actual coffee cup if you're going to drink there. You know, for me to sit, phenomenal environment, meeting with the family. They had their kid. Like, I'm like, where else?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where else? It's 9:30 it was around 8:30 because they closed at 8:30. We were there. I showed some houses. We were there for about an hour. I left there, drove to Seaford to meet up with a friend just to look at some properties that we owned there. And I'm saying, only in America can an individual live in a phenomenal community, right? Build wealth through real estate, enhances family. Through enhancing your family, you are enhancing your community. It doesn't get any simpler better than that, brother. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to better yourself, focus on your household.
And then Jose quickly got a text from his wife, where you at?
That's right. Well, watch your new show, call me. But anybody, and I know if they listening to me, if you've ever met with me, you know, and it's like after 6 o'clock and my wife called, no matter what, who I'm talking to, I'm going to stop and pick up.
Of course.
It better not just be after
6 o'clock. It better be.
You know what I mean? So she gets top priority, and I always start my meetings with that way. I'm going to keep my phone up. The only call I'm going to answer is going to be my wife.
Of course.
You know?
So speaking of real estate, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, how's the market right now.
Uh-huh.
Talk to us about, you know, you are traveling a lot in between Maryland and Delaware because you are, you know, working a lot in Maryland now. Uh-huh. Congratulations on that.
Appreciate
by the way.
It. Thank you.
But
thank
you. Talk to us about the market. You know, first time home buyers, that's what you know, like to say you specialize in.
Uh-huh.
How's it going? I mean,
it's going, you know, it's life has never been easy. So I just, even as I talk to you, I can't find to say, if you look at the media, if you look at the news, you'd be like, you know, the world is ending. Yeah. And, you know, you don't buy. But I'm the opposite. If you are in need or have a desire to build wealth, this is the only direction you got to go. So when somebody asks me, how's the market? I'm like, where are you?
Yeah.
What's you? Like, do you own a home? So if you don't, let's work on that.
So if there was something that you would like, you know, buyers and sellers to know right now, it'd be like, look, cut the noise out.
Yes.
And, you know, like, just stay the course.
Follow your dream. What was your goal? So what was your goal? When you first thought about home ownership, what was your goal?
Right.
Go back to that and stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there will be peaks and valleys, right? Like, it's going to be hard, but stick to your goal. Man, I was just having this conversation. Man, he was supposed to be here with me this morning, but you know, that boy, you know, he's at the food truck till about 1 o'clock in the morning. But
we're talking about Brandon, your son.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah.
Slinging them come, empanadas.
Yeah. But this morning I'll try to wake him up, man. But that phone is going straight to voicemail. But I'll say this. Him and I was just talking about it. What the difference between go-getters, entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, and individuals that say that they make it is persistent. We all got game. We all got game. We all can talk a good talk. Yeah. But you know what's the differentiator? The ones that hold on to that steering wheel.
Yeah.
The ones that like, so hold on.
Just
and
keep
I'm gonna tell you, mm-hmm. I've been there. Actually, you'll be shocked to hear how often I thought about, you know, I gotta let this wheel go.
Right.
You know, yes. Right. And especially when you start, you know, making some money and you've achieved some goals, but you're still in the grind. You're like, yeah. And then you, like yesterday, a perfect example. It's 87 degrees out there.
Yeah.
And I forgot. You know, so I'm wearing slacks with my thin socks and, you know, and then I had to go to your house that they didn't cut the grass out in the woods. So guess who was out there? The mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
80, and now my buyer took up, hey, can we go see the yard? But I've done this long enough. I'm like, dude, if I go out there, they're going to get me. And I didn't put my jeans on. You know, I got these jeans that I wear that go over my sneakers, but I'm over here trying to be cute. So I got these freaking slacks. So what am I going to tell them? No. I know that I was getting ready to feed an army.
Look, have you ever used off? Off is all. It
dude,
works. The green, get the green bottle.
I was unprepared. I'm out there tap dancing like a ballerina.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I'm trying to tell him, like, oh, yeah, you see, let's go by yo. Look. And then we walk around the house and he talk about, yo, can we talk? I said, no, that's how we want to start. I said, yo, Starbucks is right around the corner. Let's jump in the cars and I'll meet you at Starbucks.
And mosquitoes because will not be joining us.
They eat me. My car was full of them.
I know.
You know, so anyway, so. That's what is going on, brother. You know, like, I am loving what I do. I love giving life. I'll give anybody the advice that you got to pursue your dream. If your dream don't include homeownership, then don't pursue it. But I highly doubt that. Yeah. I have not met. Even when I meet individuals who are in their later years, the ones that don't own talked about missed opportunities. Hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the ones that own talk about, yeah, when I bought this, I bought it for $56,000, Jose. And right now, that thing worth about $500,000 or this, of $400,000. Can you believe that?
What's like one of the big common mistakes that buyers are making in 2025 that you, that like some advice that you would give?
Okay. With the family yesterday, doubting themselves. Right, because not asking enough questions, and it happens even with me. Right, we are in a meeting, and so much stuff is being thrown at you about interest rates and loans and points and inspections and attorney fees, and after a while you blank out, right?
Yeah,
and then what happens that you're like, okay, let's go look at houses. You find your house. Now, as we know, the market is tight. When the right home comes along, you can't half-step.
Right.
And what I'm finding is that at that moment, people freeze up because reality hits. So the biggest mistake is not asking enough questions up front. Prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about me and the lenders. At the end of the day, you driving this ship, and guess what? Everybody's eating of your loan. So ask your questions unapologetically, to the point that you shouldn't care about my feelings.
Yeah, and no question is a dumb question.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just get it out. And even if you have to say, Jose, all right, break that down for me again.
Right.
Because I'm finding myself having to say that. Hey, okay, because I'll say that you got that. Yeah, And I know you didn't. So I'll say, you know what? If you don't mind, let me break that down again.
You have no problem asking ChatGPT, so ask Jose.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
AskForJose.com, AskForJose.com. Log on to the website. Go check him out. Again, if people want to give you a call.
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928. 302-883-1928.
Also, you have your podcast. How can people check that out?
Well, they can go to my website, AskForJose.com. AskForJose.com. Actually, one is getting ready to drop. Today, I interviewed a local councilman for the city, for the town of Milton. Phenomenal human being, and just talking about everything that he's done locally. We got about 8 podcasts about to get released. So I wanted to took a break, and I said, you know what? Let me film it so I can start releasing and then take a breather instead of taking breather between filmings, you know. Yeah. So we got a lot of exciting podcasts. I interview Clay Sneed, a local lender, phenomenal human being. Some sisters and brothers, man, there's some great stuff. Young people doing great things in our community, and that's what gives me life, man. You know, like, how can now at where I'm at, you know, continue to shed light, be a mentor, be a good community, be a good neighbor, you know, be part of my community's growth, intelligently smart, making sure that I am playing my part, and I'm giving back. I feel like I owe, especially Sussex County, specifically the Cape region, I just owe them for allowing me to become who I am, you know, in a fertile, safe environment.
Jose Quinones live in studio. We'll talk more on the way. It's 7:37. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Good morning. Hey, what's-